the internet, to your ears, this is RFD.
Alert, 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 wake up, wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
It's time for the Stephen Roy Show. I am your host, Stephen Roy. This is the Stephen Roy Podcast for May 31st, 2025. Hard to believe, right? It's already June. The month's over. The year's almost half over. Wow. I'm just now used to writing 25. Does that mean I'm getting old when that happens? I do not know. Got a lot of good music queued up for you today. We'll have a Rumble rant. You can join me on the Twitter at Stephen Roy Radio, on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. Let's see what we got today. As of right now, we've got 7,553 followers. Thank you so much for following me at Stephen Roy Radio. Let's go ahead and get right into the Rumble. We've got to celebrate the last week's achievements, because Texas Tech has won in softball. They are in their very first World Series ever, beat Ole Miss, what was that, Thursday? And they play UCLA today, and UCLA is good. They've got more World Series appearances than anyone ever. Tech wins today, they play for the national championship. Drinking sparkling water. All right, let's get to the Rumble. We got some stuff to rumble about. Not all politics, don't be a scared. Here we go. Take the headphones off so I can hear myself. Got the hearing aids in this week. Doing geek. Welcome to the Rumble for May 31st, the year of our Lord, 2025. June already. Wow. Got a lot of things to talk about on today's Rumble. It still seems like this thing is like, shouldn't it be back here? I think so. I'm still recording, as you can see over here, for the podcast, but this is the Rumble. This little guy I got in Australia in 1982. Yes, I'm that old. I was 16 in 1982. Actually, feeling pretty good today. D and I have to lose weight. Have to. Yes, I love to eat. That's the reason. I'm a big boy. Well, I'm always going to be a big boy. Really nothing I can do about that, but I can lose weight. Lose some of this jowlage. Anyway, we are on the carnivore diet. Lost 2 pounds in 4 days. Lost 2 pounds since starting the carnivore diet Tuesday. And now it's Saturday. Got on the scale this morning. I actually gained back those 2 pounds, but I know that's not right because there is a byproduct of changing your entire diet. But don't be scared. Just taking some fiber this morning is taking care of that. I'm not going to get more graphic than that. Somebody asked yesterday, do you miss Rush Limbaugh? And I said, yes, I absolutely miss Rush. I don't get as upset as I used to about that. On D&I's first date in 2022, don't ask me why it came up, but the loss of Rush Limbaugh came up and I almost cried. Now, when I heard the news, I was working at the time, and when I'm working, I work in a high noise environment, which is the reason why I wear hearing aids, because I've lost part of my hearing from doing that for 30 years. And so now I wear Bluetooth headphones to preserve what's left of my hearing. And did I have the Bluetooth then? I think those ones had Bluetooth, but it also had an AM/FM radio built in. The ones I have today sound much better, but they're strictly Bluetooth, and they work great because most radio stations have an app that you want to listen to. So I listen to the local news talk station here in West Texas, and KFYO are the call letters. So I turned on KFYO because I knew Rush was on, and then I heard Catherine, Rush's wife, and I knew something was wrong. And sure enough, she was announcing that Rush had passed away. And I cried. I cried like a baby. The only time I can remember ever being that upset is when my mom died. Now, certainly I was upset when my brother died at only 61, 9 years older than me. And I was upset, and he died in 2019, if memory serves. And I was very sad when my dad died in 2021. But we knew it was coming, right? I mean, I knew my dad was going to pass away. He was in hospice care. I think the reason why my mom was so shocking in 2013 is because I had never lost anybody close to me. I didn't know what that was like. And I had worked an all-nighter, literally an all-nighter the night before. I went in at midnight, and I didn't get off until 2:30 that afternoon, right before my brother called me. My brother called me and gave me the news that she passed. I knew it was going to happen because she was in hospice. I had left there on Sunday, and she had just started hospice care. And this was Wednesday, if memory serves. And that's when she passed away. And I just lost it. So when I heard Rush passed away, I lost it. I cried like a baby. And I didn't care who saw me. Nobody saw me because back then I worked mostly alone. And so I talked about that on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. And a couple of people poo-pooed me. Hey, they're probably leftist idiots or just miserable. I guarantee you, 99.9% of the people that will ever attack you are absolutely miserable humans themselves. And that's why they do it. And, you know, somebody pulled something out of their butt about Rush hating gay people and that he hoped they all died of AIDS. And I'm like, did you just pull that out of your buttocks? Because I never heard Rush say anything like that. Nothing. Now, I remember AIDS. I lived in California. And I was, when it first came about, I was like late teens, early 20s when it was first a thing. And I remember even President Reagan warning people to have safe sex, that this was a problem in our nation. And people didn't listen. They continued sleeping with, you know, 6-7 different partners in a night in a bathhouse. And guess what happened? Hey, there are venereal diseases bad here in West Texas. If you have unprotected sex with a complete stranger and you have no idea what their sexual history is, you're going to get something. They have something here they call the Raider Rash. Texas Tech, Red Raiders. They call it the Raider Rash, some kind of STD. I don't know what it is. Anal warts is a problem. Very contagious. I know it's disgusting. But, and I hope you're not eating when you hear this, but I'm not going to talk anymore about that. You can Google it. I have another one. That's it for this one. But I have another one here as a backup, as a leader. I mean, look at these things. Yes, they have aspartame, and that could be cancer, Taban. Yeah, it could be, but I don't need the sugar. There's 10 calories in this tangerine lime. I showed the brand. It's a plain label. I don't like a lot of things plain label, but these drinks are geek. They were on sale for $3. So I think I bought 12 today. I think I bought 16 last week. They're delicious, very good, and very low in calories. I have to cut back the sugar. That's the whole point of a carnivore diet. You eat no carbs or almost no carbs. And sometimes it's hard to avoid. Like last night, D, she fried a couple barramundi fillets, and they were delicious, delicious. So good. We bought more last night at the big box store that rhymes with Bosco. I call it that because they don't advertise on the show. No, but nobody does. People ask me, how much do you get paid to do the podcasts and the Rumble? Nothing. I get paid nothing. And, you know, I think it was Blair that said, radio is so fun when it's a hobby. And it has been. So that's what I was going to talk about Rush Limbaugh. Yes, I was upset when he died. And yes, I miss him. Clay and Buck do a good job, but they're not Rush Limbaugh. They never will be. And, you know, back in the day, it went not long after he started syndication, I used to laugh my A off. For example, Newsmax's Rob Carson was a writer early in Rush's syndication career. He actually had writers, and they wrote bits. And I remember his Animal Wacko update. It was born free, boom, boom. I used to laugh so hard. Or how about Frogman Henry? I can't remember his name. You know, I have that. Let me look and see if I have it on the hard drive, because I'm pretty sure I do. I know it's Frogman, but I don't remember his first name. I'm probably going to have to look it up, because I don't think it's under Frogman. Frogman F. This is my hard drive where I have a ton of music. Yeah, I doubt it's under Frog. Nope. Goes from free to Gap Band. So I'll have to look up Mr. Frogman. Frogman Henry. And we'll have to play that for you on the podcast. You can join me there. At the top of my X, you'll see a link to this Rumble. Obviously, if you're listening, watching. The podcast is on the Gamebird server. Thank you to everyone who makes that possible. And thanks to Dishnut Pat. Thanks to the Dishnuts for broadcasting this show on Radio Free Dishnuts. So over the years, as you know, if you're an avid listener, I've had several relationships. And in every relationship, almost every relationship, people would say to me, you just want to be like Rush Limbaugh. You want to be like Rush. Like, that's a bad thing. Yeah, I'd like to be syndicated nationwide, signing $500 million contracts. I'd like that, yes. You want me to lie and say I wouldn't want to be syndicated nationwide and have a ginormous contract? I'd be an idiot if I said I didn't want that. But, you know, it's an insult. You know, I've not really tried really hard over the last, say, 10 years to get back into radio, and I have the last few months, and guess what? D is very supportive. I mean, here I have this studio at home that we've built in this separate room in the back of the house, and I get my chores done, I go take a shower, trim my mustache, and do the show. Yes, I'd love to work in radio or television again, and as you can see, I have a great face for radio. And I have applied to many radio stations. I don't have a ton of terrestrial radio station experience. Most of my experience has been on the Rumble and podcasting. I've been in broadcasting for 25 years. I mean, I haven't stopped. Full-time radio broadcasting has been like 3 years. 3 years. And I starved in three small markets. But I learned a tremendous amount about radio, especially in the first market I was in. The general manager there taught me a ton about radio, and I know how to connect with listeners, and I know how to increase revenue to a station. We doubled the revenue in that station, and I know I could do that regardless of the market. If it's a small market, we could just take over the media landscape in that market. If it's a major market, we can beat all the other stations with just a few great promotions and sponsorships. And there's no reason why we couldn't at least make back my salary. Now, I have been approached by small markets, and I'm not going to work in a small market again unless they pay me a major market salary. I'm just not going to do it because I did that in radio, and I starved. And that's why I went back to doing engineering work. So in my day job, I'm a telecommunications engineer. And that's the reason why I wear hearing aids today, because I've been working in electronic rooms for over 30 years. And so that's my day job. That's what puts the, I was going to say puts the bread on the table, but we're not eating bread because we're on the carnivore diet. I even had someone ask me this week about my mustache.
Why do you have this mustache?
Oh, you said beard. This is not a beard. This is a mustache. If it was a beard, my chin would be covered. And I explained to him. I said, what happened was when Dee and I first started dating, she said she really liked this mustache. You know, a mustache, like a goatee, but yet open in the middle. I think she likes this because this is a typical mustache of bikers. Well, I'm not a biker. I used to ride motorcycles when I was young and silly. Now I'm just silly. And I stopped riding after a friend of mine got super, super, superly bad hurt in an accident. Then I ended up buying from a work colleague a Honda-matic. It's like a Goldwing, but a Honda-matic is automatic. It only had 2 speeds. And it wasn't super fast, but it didn't have a clutch. That's why they called it a Honda-matic. It was a beautiful touring bike. It was like a sky blue metallic. The only work I did to it was I took it to a Harley shop, Fontana, California, near where I lived, and got new tires put on it because the tires were cracking. Because this gentleman I work with, this was his father-in-law's baby. It was a show bike. Beautiful bike. Beautiful. Sky blue tank, fairing in the front, saddlebags in the back. And so I bought matching helmets, and I bought a little cheapo PA system from J.C. Whitney. And I think the longest trip I ever took it was to San Diego. Took it once to San Diego. That was before my kids were ever born. And it was fun. It was fun riding that. But you know what? I hardly ever rode it. So I ended up selling it. I ended up selling it to a guy in a wheelchair. He had, a Suzuki automatic bike. I don't remember exactly the brand. Could have been Kawasaki or Yamaha for all I know. I don't know. Anyway, the point is he was in a wheelchair, and what he did was he had a sidecar attachment so that he could carry his wheelchair in the sidecar. He could climb on the motorcycle and use hand controls to shift and no clutch. So he could pull the brakes with his hands, and he said he toured all over the country with his sidecar, and that's why he bought this bike to have the Honda-matic, which was awesome. So he came to my house in a van with a lift in it, and he looked at the bike and he really liked it, and his friend test drove it, and then took it home, and he bought it on the spot. So I was very happy to sell it to him. Anyway, that's enough about me. Let's go ahead and go on the Twitter at Stephen Roy Radio. I want to say this show is not all about me. But, you know, I think you'd like to hear more about me and less politics, right? I'm sure of that. Nobody wants to hear about politics all the time. My brother just texted me, Tech versus UCLA at 7 Eastern on ESPN. I said, yes, sir. So Texas Tech is playing UCLA tonight. It's at 6 Central where I live. That would be 4 Pacific time where my family lives on the left coast. Excuse me. Isn't that great radio and television? So I'm texting back, 4 p.m. your time. Let's go to the X at Stephen Roy Radio. So someone posted this meme, and I've seen it before. It's a dam, and then behind the dam is the LGBTQ MS-13 flag. Do you support banning all LGBTQ MS-13 nonsense teaching in all public schools? And what did I say? I said, yes. How about teaching basics? Reading, writing, arithmetic, actual history. The LGBTQ MS-13 plus lobby is doing their best to deliberately destroy our nation.
Here's a newsflash from your Uncle Steven about education indoctrination.
Communist race theory equals Hitler Youth. That's right. Communist race theory is the same thing as the Hitler Youth. Now, the Hitler Youth taught children that Jews are evil. Does that sound familiar? The left today has hitched their wagon to terrorists like Hamas, like the Houthis, like Iranistan, who want to kill Jews. So they're in college campuses shouting, you know, from the river to the sea, which means kill all the Jews. Can you imagine that that would happen in our lifetime? If anyone is anti-Semitic or racist on my ex, you will be blocked, I promise you. Some guy sent me a direct message yesterday. How come you're not responding to me? You're blocked. I don't argue with people on the internet. That's like peeing in the West Texas wind. Why would you argue with somebody on the internet? So the only reason... What is this guy? Huh. Ah. So, I get posts all the time from people I have muted. Okay, you can follow me if you want at Stephen Roy Radio, but if you say crazy stuff, if you say anything racist or anti-Semitic, I'm going to block you or attack me personally. Any attack personally, and I will block you. However, if I just don't want to hear whatever it is you're spewing, but it's not like, you know, hateful against a group or people or attacking me, then I'll just mute you. So I just won't see what you post. I was just looking at another post from my brother. He said he doesn't have ESPN. And I'll tell him that ESPN Plus plays that kind of stuff. But it's not free. I think we get ESPN Plus as part of a package that Dee gets with her phone. So that's why we have ESPN Plus. We even get Disney Plus, and we certainly wouldn't pay extra for Disney Plus. But occasionally there's something good on there. I think we also get Apple TV as part of that same package. I think the only things we actually pay for is the Flix and Prime. And the only reason we pay for Prime is for Amazonian. Yeah, I don't like Jeff Bezos' politics, but how, you know, we have really have no choice but to have Amazonian because there's some things that we can't find even here in West Texas. And yes, yes, Dee is a master, not the master, she's the mistress of buying stuff online. But, you know, I can't attack her because she finds great deals. Typically, she doesn't pay a lot of money for clothes and shoes and purses and, you know, all those things that chicks like. So let's go back to the tweeter. Seen a lot of posts about Wiggy Jazzy. She's that fake hair woman from somewhere in Texas. And you know what? I think the leftist idiot child, AOC, and Wiggy Jazzy should run for president in 2028, and they will get smashed. There's no way leftists are going to win anything ever again unless there's massive fraud election. It happens in Philadelphia, happens in Pennsylvania, it happens on the left coast of Skankafornia. Steve Garvey beat the crap out of the pencil neck shifty one, and... 1.5 millions were flipped in the middle of the night in the primary. 1.5 million votes were flipped in the middle of the night in the general election in 2024. I saw it. Everybody saw it. But, you know, leftists won't believe their lying eyes. That's why I escaped Skankafornia. Now, I did apply for a job recently in the Sacramento market, which is a big market. And apparently the radio station didn't like my posts on the X, and they blocked me. So I guess that means I'm out. I don't care, because I really don't want to live in Skankafornia again, because it's too expensive. That's the reason I escaped the left coast and re-entered the United States north of Mule Shoe on June 1st. That's right, it's tomorrow's the anniversary. It just hit me. June 1st, 2017. So tomorrow is 8 years, 8 years that I've been back in the United States of America. That's when I crossed the border into Texas, north of Mule Shoe. You know how wonderful it is to live in a place where people actually fly the American flag and they're proud to be an American and they're proud to be a Texan? I love West Texas. I'm not leaving here unless I'm offered an incredible amount of money to work in radio again. I would say television again, but as you see, I have a great face for radio, so I'm realistic about that. All right, let's go back to my ex. I keep getting distracted here. 7,553 followers at the moment. So here's all these posts about Wiggy Jazzy. Here's a good one that Son of Liberty posted. The same people who refused to stand and honor a 13-year-old brain cancer survivor are the same people flying to El Salvador to kiss the A of a wife-beating, human-trafficking MS-13 gang member. Now, isn't it amazing that leftist idiots have hitched their wagon to MS-13 gang members? Let me refresh who these people are. You know what they specialize in? They specialize in hacking up women and children with a machete, right? With a meat cleaver. Hacking it up. Hacking people up. Is that okay? Is that something you want to align yourself with? I'll tell you what. When Scary Face Pelosi has a migrant. No, they're not just migrating. They're illegal aliens who came here illegally. So until every one of these leftist idiots like Plug Schumer and Michael and Malbama and Scary Face Pelosi, until all these people have an illegal alien camp in the walls of their mansion, I'll start believing that, you know, they actually give a rat's A about this country. They do not. They do not.
Well, David, you should call them illegal aliens.
Really? My ex-wife is Dutch. You know what it said on her green card? Legal alien. That's what it said. Legal alien. Now, why don't you just absorb that for a second? They are illegal aliens because they're not supposed to be here. They came here illegally. It's not okay. If you go to any other nation on earth, if you go to Mexico, if you go to Europistan, if you go to UKistan, how about Australiastan? You know what's going to happen? They're going to put you in jail if you're found to be illegal, and they will deport you. I think Australia even had like a penal colony for illegal aliens recently. Was it during the Rona, during the control of virus pandemic? Remember when Djokovic went to Australia and they wouldn't let him play in the Australian Open because he wasn't vaccinated? I got a news flash from your Uncle Steven. It's not a vaccine. I was the dumbass that got it. They got the control of virus poison injections. Here's my history. In March of 2000, so the Rona hit here in West Texas in November of 2019. And I remember somebody calling into a radio show and said, you know what? Everyone's getting sick and we don't know why. We're having to cancel surgeries. It was a nurse at an outpatient surgery center. We're having to cancel surgeries because people are sick. They can't have surgery. March of 2020, I got it. I got the Rona, and I just had mild symptoms. Mild fever, mild headache, a little bit of weakness, like body aches, a little bit of the number two action. And my ex-wife almost died. Went to the started feeling this way on Sunday, went to the doctor on Monday. He said, it's just the stomach flu. prescribed to her anti-nausea drugs that did nothing. She could not eat or drink anything. By the third day on Wednesday, she couldn't even get out of bed. I called her at 4:20. I remember that because it's 4:20. And I came home and she couldn't even get out of bed. I said, you are going to get out of the bed and we're going to go to the emergency room or I'm going to call 911. She got up, put on some sweats. We went to the local emergency room, which is not far from here on Milwaukee. And they said she was severely dehydrated and had a terrible fever. I had to wait outside until her fever subsided. As soon as they pumped her full of saline, because she was dehydrated, a potassium drip, she started feeling better almost immediately. Her temperature dropped. They gave her a real massive anti-nausea drug, gave her a shot. Then they gave her potassium pills, and she continued to get better. So they sent her home with a prescription for potassium pills. I mean, if your potassium gets low, you will die. You will die, especially if you're dehydrated. And she went home, and she slept like 16 hours because she hadn't slept in 3 days, which is also dangerous. I got the first Rona shot, I want to say in August, because my company made me. I should have just done the stupid testing once a week. I'm not going to mention any names, but I know somebody who works for my company that swabbed their dog's mouth with the Rona test and it came back negative. Yes, that's how ridiculous the testing was. So I got the shot in August. I got the second shot in September. And then guess what I got in October? Omicron. Yes, I had that twice more. So that's my point. This shot doesn't do anything. What did they say?
Well, if you get the shot, then your symptoms will be worse. And the symptoms will not be worse. They will be less. And you won't die. You won't end up in the hospital.
Majority of people that died went in the hospital. Majority of people that died were put on ventilators. 99% of people that died had a comorbidity. Like my ex-wife, she had a bad stomach. That's a comorbidity. So there you have it. Once again on the Stephen Roy Rumble, we have solved all the world's problems. Hey, thank you so much for joining me today on the Rumble. Wreck 'em, Tech. Wreck 'em. You have a good evening. You have a great week. Have a good day. Yes? Now you have to. Beep. That's it for the Rumble. We will upload that to the Rumble website. And we will continue playing great music. So the first thing I have to play is Victory Bells for Tech's Victory this week. And then, of course, I've got lots of other great music queued up for you. When I played high school and college football, I used to play Eye of the Tiger, Survivor's Eye of the Tiger, before every game. So I'm going to play that for you, too, here on the Stephen Roy Podcast.
Of hope through every door. New routines pave the way for roads to be explored. And the victory bells ring out. Fight, readers, fight for the school we love so dear. And the night.
That's all right. It's hella good. Keep on dancing.
The waves keep on crashing on me for some reason. But your love keeps on coming like a
sucks. real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Turn down for what? sing about angels like Angel I, rock, and Pamela, rock, and Sam Da, rock, and Amanda, and Tamara, rock. In here like, twist up, me, can it me, I can fix you up, I can fuck you up, I can fuck you down, shout it, we can go wherever, just pick a town, and my jewelry is louder than an engine sound, big egg rocks like on the ground, dirty like socks that's on the ground. Because when I arrive, I'll bring the fire, make you come alive. I can take you higher. What this is for God, I must now remind you. Let it rock, let it rock, let it rock. Because when I arrive, I'll bring the fire, make you come alive. I can take you higher. What this is for God, I must now. Something, I'm something. Rolling rock, rubbing rap, running miles like it's trying to get a flat stomach. Like Wayne, a personal trainer. My aim is perfect, I'm, yeah, period. Like the reminder. I wish I could be as cool as you. And I wish I could say the things you do. But I can't and I won't. We'll be right back.
Krieg, lies in keinem Platz für Sieger, Kriegsminister gibt's nicht mehr und auf keine Düsenflieger. Heute zieh ich meine Runden, seh die Welt in Trümmern liegen, hab einen Luftballon gefunden, denk an dich und lass ihn.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Denied.
RAAA bite me.
From the internet to your ears, this is RFD.
Go! Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
What are you waiting for, a graved invitation?
I ledge of a plegiance of to the flag
of the United States of America,
and to the Republican for which in my hands,
with puberty and nachos. Nacho for all. Quack, quack.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
Don't make me smack you.
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name? I want it. You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chain. I'll juice you up. It is our number two of the Stephen Roy podcast. This is the podcast for May 31st, 2025. You know what the second hour is, right? You know if you've listened, it's the rant-free second hour. And I've got lots of fun music queued up for you. But first, let's play a Rick Derringer because we lost him this week. So let's play this one. Great, great song, Jazzy Q. You know, the rock and roll hoochie Q. Let's play that for you first. Here on Hour 2, the rant-free second hour of the Stephen Roy Podcast. Obviously a smooth jazz remake of that. I'm going to have to relabel that. It's not Rick. It's a smooth jazz take on it, but that's okay. It's a good tribute to him since we lost him this week. How about some Right Said Fred?
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me. Sexy for your party, too sexy for your
your party, the way I'm disco dancing. I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk, on the catwalk, yeah, I do my little turn on the catwalk. By far, and I'm too sexy for my hat, too sexy for my hat. What you think about that? I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk, on the catwalk. Yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk.
Trying to tan my cheeks. This is how I roll. Come on, ladies, it's time to go. We headed to the bar, baby. Don't be nervous. No shoes, no shirt, and I still get service. Watch.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out when I walk in the spot. Yeah, this is what I see. Everybody stops and is staring at me.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Hey.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Check it out. Check it out. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah, yeah. Do the wiggle, man. A little wiggle, man. Yeah. I'm sexy and I know it. Hey. Yeah.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Oh my god, no way!
Oh my god, RFD!
the bellies in the back, sweet singers in the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly red blue lights flash us from behind, loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet bridge was a comfort, Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades, is that a Chevy 69? How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre. Destination unknown as we're pulling for some gas. Officially placed a poster reveals a smile from the pack. Elephants and acrobats, lions, snakes, monkey. Billy speaks righteous, Sister Cena says funky. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. It's making me crazy.
It's making me crazy.
Every time I look around.
Stuck around TV news and cameras, there's choppers in the sky. Marines, police, reporters ask where, for and why. Billy yells, we're out of here. Cena says right on, making moves and starting grooves before they knew we were gone. Jumped into the Chevy, headed for big lights. Wanna know the rest, hey, by the rights. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
This is RFD.
Show you how to do-si-do. I can show you how to scratch a record. I can take apart the remote control, and I can almost put it back together. I can tie a knot in a cherry stem. I can tell you about Leif Erikson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friend saw a platypus. Me and my friend made a comic book, and guess how long it took. I can do anything that I want, cause look, I can keep rhythm with no metronome. No metronome. No metronome. And I can see your face on the telephone. On the telephone, on the telephone. Look at me,
Just called to say that it's good to be alive in such a small world. I'm all curled up with a book to read. I can make money, open up a thrift store. I can make a living off a magazine. I can design an engine 64 miles to a gallon of gasoline. I can make new antibiotics. I can make computers survive aquatic conditions. I know how to run a business, and I can make you want to buy a product. Movers, shakers, and producers. Me and my friends understand the future. I see the strings that control the system. I can do anything with no resistance, cause I can lead a nation with a microphone. With a microphone, with a microphone. And I can split the atom of a molecule, of a molecule, of a molecule. My reach is global, my tower secure. My cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations, or let them all die in exasperation. Have them all healed from the lacerations, have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison just because I don't like them. And I can do anything with no permission. I have it all under my command, because I can guide a missile by satellite, by satellite, by satellite. And I can hit a target through a telescope. Through a telescope, through a telescope. And I can end the planet in a holocaust, 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 in a holocaust. I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars.
Back a few months ago, I was headlining a great big nightclub. And he put me up a couple of days early. I came in a couple of days early, and they put me up at what they call the Star Suite. Now, here I am, headliner in one of the biggest nightclubs in the country, and I wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning in this Star Suite. All by myself. Yeah, that's what I said. Aw. But I did what I've always done, man, to cheer myself up. I picked up my guitar. I sat down. I wrote me a little song. Now, this is how it feels to be alone at the top of the hill and trying to figure out why.
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror, cause I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be a hell of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can. Have a girlfriend, but I guess she just couldn't compete with all of these love-starved women who keep clamoring at my feet. Well, I probably could find me another, but I guess they're all in awe of me. Who cares? I'd never get lonesome, cause I treasure my own company. Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble. You're perfect in every way.
Can't wait to look in the mirror.
Can't wait to look in the mirror.
Help me out now, come on.
I get better looking each day.
To know me is to what?
To know me is to love me.
Must be a hell of a man.
I must be. Hell of a man.
Oh Lord, it's hard.
Lord, it's hard to be humble
when you're doing what?
We're doing the best that we can. I
guess you could say I'm a loner, a cowboy outlaw, tough and proud. Well, I could have lots of friends if I wanted, but then I wouldn't stand out from the crowd. Some folks say that I'm egotistical. Hell, I don't even know what that means. I guess it has something to do with the way that I fill out my skin tight blue jeans. Whoa.
Come on, where's all the kickers in here?
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble
when you're perfect in every way.
When you're perfect in every way.
Can't wait to look in the mirror.
I can't wait to look in the mirror.
Cause I get better looking.
I get better looking each day.
To know me is to what?
To know me is to love me.
Must be a hell of a man.
Must be a hell of a man. Oh, Lord, it's hard. Lord, it's hard.
What are we doing?
We're doing the best that we can.
One more time. What are we doing?
We're doing the best that we can.
Give yourself a hand.
Whoever thought you could have this much fun with a PC? This is RFD.
Well, that's going to do it for me on today's show. Hope you enjoyed it. This is from the movie Rockstar. Is it Rockstar? Superstar? I think it's Rockstar. Yeah. Great movie. So hey, have a great day, have a great evening, and a great week. Yes, now you have to.
Risk my soul, test my life, for my bread. Spend my time lost in space. Am I?
times I just don't know how you could be anything but beautiful. Think that I'm made for you, and you were made for me. And I know that I will never change. We've been friends, the rain or shine, for such a long, long time. Laughing eyes and smiling face, it seems so lucky just to have the right. Telling you with all my might, you're beautiful tonight. And I know that you will never stray, 'cause you've been that way from day to day for such a long, long time. When you hold me tight, how could life be anything but beautiful? Think that I was made for you, you were made for me. And I know that I will never change. We've been friends, rain or shine, for such a long, long time. Well, I must say, it means so much to me to be the one who's telling you I'm telling you that you're beautiful.
What's it called?
It's called Beautiful Crazy.
Check one, two, check one.
Shall we run with a song?
What do you think, Luke?
Yeah, I think we're ready. Let's give the people what they want. This is the song they want. Scott, you're gonna see me master the selfie during this.
Here we go, boys.
Day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine. Takes forever getting ready, so she's never on time for anything. When she gets that come get me look in her eyes, well, it kinda scares me the way that she drives me wild. She drives me wild. Beautiful, crazy, she can't help but amaze me. The way that she dances, ain't afraid to take chances, and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She makes plans for the weekend, can't wait to go out, till she changes her mind, says let's stay on the couch and watch TV. And she falls asleep. Beautiful, crazy, she can't
dances and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She's unpredictable, unforgettable. It's unusual. She's crazy, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. Her crazy's beautiful to me.
Love that.
Amazing.
Cool, thanks.
That was pretty dang solid all right. Around.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstores sell. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. Heroes often fail. And you won't read that book again, because the ending's just too hard to take. Like a movie star who gets burned in a three-way script, enter number two. A movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could act this way, and I've got to say, I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone and I just can't get it back. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, the story's always in. If you read between the lines, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand the feeling that you lack. Never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone
get it back.
Made me happy.
Happy.
Flowers.
She simply caught my eye.
I love the flower.
She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind.
To my mind.
Suddenly the sun broke through.
Show.